Food is fuel for your body, your mind, and definitely your sport. But let's face it, nutrition is confusing, and the expectations on girls and women to be thin and have a six-pack are exhausting. If you've ever been frustrated with your body, confused about nutrition, obsessed with eating healthy, or guilty when you don't, underate, overate, or overtrained, and overwhelmed with all the pressure, then this podcast is for you. Nutrition can be easy. You can take control of it, but it might start with letting go of control by asking for help and making a change. I'm Lindsay Elizabeth Cortez, sports dietitian and owner of Rise Up Nutrition, where I empower female athletes to overcome nutrition concerns and perform at their highest level, to stop being confused by all the mixed or harmful messages, and finally have confidence in your body as a fierce, fit, and fueled female athlete. Hello, fans. Lindsay Cortez, your host of the podcast. Solo episode, just me talking today, and I wanted to just kind of give an episode with the holiday season upon us and Christmas and kind of building off of last week's rerun episode. Last week, we had a great episode, a rerun with Keely Henninger, and it was titled The Fear of Overfueling, because frankly, the fear of overfueling is actually what causes many athletes to underfuel. And underfueling can severely and negatively impact your energy, performance, and health as a female athlete. So much of our society's fear of overfueling and fear of fat or fear of weight, this is a systemic issue in our culture. We often label this like diet culture or fat phobia. And there's a lot that goes into that. I'm not sure that I'm going to dive into it all on today's episode. But what I really want to focus on is that, you know, sometimes these messages that we hear are stemming from things for the general population. And I just really want to express that if you are here listening to this podcast as a female athlete yourself, then sometimes these mass messages about eat this, not that, or don't gain weight during the holiday season really might not apply to you. And I have found in my personal experience as a female athlete myself and as a sports dietitian to hundreds of female athletes that a lot of this generalized advice just doesn't apply to female athletes. And frankly, a lot of it's still harmful even to non-athletes as well. I don't think that a fear of fat, weight stigma is a fear of overfueling is helpful for anybody. That is my personal belief there. But I do want to speak specifically to the female athlete population that, you know, the fear of overfueling just really should not apply to you. It just really shouldn't. It is so important to fuel adequately and to energize your body. And if the fear of overfueling leads you to underfueling, you're causing a lot more harm. In fact, you might help your body by gaining a couple pounds as opposed to losing a couple pounds. This is what I have seen so often and why, you know, the effects of underfueling and red S are just so severe and detrimental to an athlete. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. We're going to get into that. That's what today's episode is about. But I want to pause just with it being the Christmas season. I usually like to give a shout out to some of our affiliates of this program, other companies and brands I'm a big fan of. And frankly, I'm just going to say, if you're looking for a last minute gift for a family member, friend, or even for yourself, I'm going to list all of our discount codes in the show notes. And by the way, if you are a company or have an awesome brand yourself that you want to link up with the Female Athlete Nutrition Podcast, please shoot me an email, lindsay.riseupnutrition@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with you. But for you, our fans and listeners, if you're looking for that last minute holiday gift, please go ahead and look in our show notes. We've got anywhere from $10 off to 20 to 30% off of things like sports bras or inside tracker biomarkers or supplements that might be helpful in your journey. Hey, it's worth looking at and seeing if this could create a gift for somebody you love that they might appreciate. So last episode, you know, Keely and I talked about how that fear of overfueling leads to underfueling, which is really scary for your performance and health and can lead to red S, relative energy deficiency in sport, which has implications for you as an athlete and can undercut your career as an athlete, but it also has just true health implications, injury, mental health, depression, cardiovascular effects, poor muscle growth. There's so much, and I've had many episodes going into that. So I also want to put this into perspective, though, that the fear of overfueling, I think our culture really stresses that around the holiday season as well. Just this fear of, you know, the foods that might be present and how that might negatively affect you or change your weight. And so this is a little risky of me, just knowing my audience. I know some of you have a deep-rooted fear of weight gain, and I don't want you to. So I hope that by sharing this information, I can get you on my side and my beliefs around this. But yeah, I'm just going to tell you the truth. The truth is that we do have a significant amount of research looking at the effects of holiday season on weight gain. And the truth is that the average person does gain some weight throughout the holiday season. Holiday season being around 6 to 8 weeks spanning from typically Thanksgiving through the New Year. Some people extend that from like Halloween through the New Year. But yeah, 6 to 8 weeks of like November, December to January time period. And yeah, people actually do gain weight. Let me break this down for you. On average, people gain 0.8 to 1.98 pounds. 0.8 to 1.98 pounds is the average weight gain. Okay, see, I don't know how you feel about this. I hope it's not triggering. But for me, I look at those numbers, I hear those numbers, and my reaction is, oh, that's not much at all. My reaction is, so what? You maybe gained less than a pound or up to 2 pounds. That's nothing. That's not a big deal. Because in my mind, as a person and as a practitioner, weight fluctuations are normal. Weight fluctuations happen. Your body is no way it can stay the exact same weight every single day for your entire life. Like, weight fluctuations among the day, the week, the month, the season, the year is normal. We have to flat out accept your weight fluctuates. And so now we have this societal fear of weight gain throughout the holiday season. And we actually look at the research and I see that it's only less than a pound or up to 2 pounds throughout these 6 weeks. And I think to myself, that sounds pretty normal. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I'm not scared. I'm like, cool. Like, that's fine, because guess what? There might be another 6 week period in your life where you lose maybe less than a pound or up to 2 pounds. So I get it that from a society perspective, there's this, oh, everybody's kind of gaining maybe 0.8 pounds to up to 2 pounds during this time period. So I get that it's like, oh, it's not this individual variation, although obviously it is an individual variation. Not everybody gains weight, but that is like this, you know, nationwide average. Okay, so we're seeing a trend. But we also have research that sees a trend in the summertime. When there is more daylight, people tend to lose a little bit of weight. Now, I was unable in my research to find exact numbers on this. And also, a lot of this research is also when they're already looking at a population that is trying to achieve weight loss, which I hope is not you. But just to be frank, you know, it's like trying to find a study about weight fluctuations. Typically, the demographic that the researchers are looking at are people who are enrolled in a weight loss program of some sort. And we do find that there is greater weight loss during the spring or summer months when there is greater sunlight. Whether it's that people are truly more active, they have more hours of the day that they are doing things, even if it's not intentional exercise, but just like activities of daily life. Or maybe it is more movement because, oh, after dinner, the sun's still up, we're going to go on a family walk together. As well as, I think mental health and happiness, motivation plays a huge role here. You know, wintertime in certain parts of the world and country, there's more darkness. Seasonal depression is real versus the summertime. We get that sunlight and we are happier. We are more motivated. We want to go to the gym. We want to sign up for that race or competition. We want to just be more social, and with being more social, maybe more physically active. And so we have so much research that's like, oh, weight gain during the holiday period. Guess what? We also have research that sees weight loss during the summer months. And unfortunately, I don't have specific numbers for that at this time. But it's just like, so why do we put so much emphasis on the fear of weight gain? When this one, I'm like, that's hardly anything. 0.8 pounds up to 2 pounds. And if we stop freaking out about it and just somewhat normalize it, but also normalize fluctuations during other seasons of our life as well, then you might see that this wasn't a very big deal. And I'm even going to go so far to let you know that there's research on animals as well that have seasonal weight fluctuations. Let me pull it up again. Oh, ferrets. This is the one I found from 2020. There's actually lots of different animal studies and weight changes. And I even found some about like race horses because I was looking up athletes, research on athletes, and I came up with race horses, the actual horses. I'm like, okay, well, that is the, you know, the athlete of the animals here. But anyways, ferrets themselves see weight fluctuations. Basically, they lose weight in the summer and they gain a little bit of weight in the winter, and it's correlated to hours of light. Their diet isn't necessarily, you know, changing. These are just observed, like, oh, they have more hours of sunlight. The ferrets themselves engage in more activity and their body weight fluctuates. And in these ferrets, body weight fluctuated throughout a calendar year between 80% to 120% of their long-term average. So if we're kind of taking their average to be 100%, you know, then maybe in the summer, they're 80% of that weight as a low, and in the winter, 120% as a high on average. It's like this isn't always a human behavioral problem. This is just kind of like a life thing, that weight changes and seasonal weight fluctuations are somewhat expected. And I don't know. I mean, when I was doing my research, going on PubMed, trying to dig into this, again, all the research, it's targeted at weight loss groups. And it seems to be that all the conclusions of this research is still trying to urge people that like weight loss intervention should take place over the holiday season to help mitigate that weight gain. But they're not successful. They're not successful in that short time period or in the long run. So I just feel, and this is like 20 plus years of research that I'm like, okay, so none of this has been super successful. But I want to pose a different angle for you, knowing the population that does listen to this podcast. Just the perspective from an athletic perspective, that sometimes a little extra weight on you, a little extra oomph, can actually make you stronger. And from an athletic perspective, you know, again, I don't want us to fear it like society is making us fear it anyways, but like from an athletic perspective, can you even not just not fear it, but maybe even embrace it? What if you gain half a pound over the holiday season so that then in January, when you ramp up your lifting again, you're a bit stronger? Or when you ramp up your training again because you took some time off for travel and now you're going to ramp up a new training program and more endurance, that, you know, you don't fatigue in the first few weeks because you got a little extra energy from the last few weeks. I mean, what if we really posed it that way? What if we thought of this little extra weight as extra energy, as extra strength, as extra oomph? Why is that such a bad thing? I'm telling you, it's actually not. In my clients, I even want you to embrace some of my clients need to gain some weight for their health. And it's like, great, embrace it then. Embrace that it might be a little easier for you to do that during this holiday season. Stop trying to fight it and embrace it, that this could be extra energy and strength for your body. Athletes, so I spoke about just kind of the average person. Oh gosh, even as I say that, I'm like, what the heck is an average person? I don't even know. Do we work? Do we exercise at all? I don't know, because there's too many studies and different factors here. But okay, so the average person has some seasonal weight fluctuations with maybe a little bit of weight gain during the holiday season, but also some weight loss during the summer season. We see this for athletes as well, and it might not be as strongly correlated to the seasons. So seasons of the year, and more so the seasons of your sport. So in athletes, it's like, well, if winter time is when you are in season and, you know, championship time competing at a high level, maybe you're not seeing that holiday weight gain like the quote average person, but maybe you're seeing it more when you're out of season, when you're off season. Maybe that's, you know, March for you. I don't know. But look at your sport season. And I want you to do the same thing of recognizing, hey, I'm out of season right now. I'm not competing. Training's coming down a little bit because I just, you know, crushed it for the last 8 months. I'm going to spend the next 3 months kind of, you know, scaling back a little bit, doing less volume, doing less intensity, and embrace that. This is your downtime. Embrace it. And okay, you might gain a little bit of weight, and that's okay because maybe that's the extra energy your body needs to recover, to heal, to take care of itself, and to prepare going back into the season where you are so busy, you were pushing your body to the limits. Allow yourself to embrace weight fluctuations across your sport season as well. I think one of the worst things that can happen is if you fear overfueling during a downtime in the off season or the holidays, you actually end up underfueling and then you go to ramp up your training again because now you're back in season. You've got a race or competition that you signed up for and you've just been underfueling for the last 6 weeks because of your fear. And now you're trying to hit it hard and you're starting from a place of underfueling? Heck no, I'm getting mad at you. I wish you could see the look on my face right now. I'm getting mad at you for doing that. How stupid. Sorry. I don't even know you. I don't know. I'm sorry. But frankly, how stupid. Because what you should have done is enjoyed the holiday season, gotten the rest that your body needed, allowed your body to gain a freaking half pound, big whoop-de-doo, but now you've got a half pound of extra strength and energy because now I know you're going to crush your new training program and you're going to try and hit it hard and you want to win and you want a PR. And that little half pound of energy is going to help you get through these first few weeks of your new training program where you're trying to crush it. So embrace the energy, embrace that little bit of extra weight as your strength. That's what I want to say. So a little bit of a risky topic, but a very important one. Your weight is allowed to fluctuate throughout the seasons of the year or throughout the seasons of your sport. The more you try and stop it, the more harm you're probably going to do to yourself. Allow it to fluctuate. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. If you have further, you know, concerns or issues surrounding that, you're seeing big drastic swings, you know, more than 10% of body weight, drastic swings, or weight that changed and now is stuck in some way and it's negatively affecting your health, that's where you want to seek the help of a specialized sports dietitian. And they might be able to help, you know, get you unstuck if body weight is affecting your health or performance. But otherwise, accept those little fluctuations and know that you are an athlete. Sometimes messages that are sent out to the mass general population are not specific to you. I'm not convinced that they're helpful to the average person either, but they're not specific to female athletes. And so be very careful around the holiday season as you hear a lot of fear-mongering around food or body weight. It doesn't apply to you. Your body is allowed to fluctuate in weight, and even weight gain might even be a little bit good for you. And ultimately, what could be a worse situation is underfueling and not giving your body the nutrients and fuel that it needs to sustain performance. So let's enjoy this holiday season, the food that comes with it, the weight fluctuations that might come with it, and embrace food as a way to celebrate, to be with family. Embrace food as a way to celebrate, to be with family, and as a way to fuel your body. It is still providing you nutrition and fuel for your performance. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did, if you are a true fan of female athlete nutrition, then I would love if you could support our podcast by spreading the word. Share a review on your listening channel. Give us 5 stars. It really helps get the word out and get the show more views to positively impact others. Also, you can support the podcast by joining our Patreon. Head to patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition to consider a donation, or even better, join our membership where you get extra monthly content and perks. We don't want you to simply listen alone. We want you to be a part of a community and a movement of fierce, fit, and fueled female athletes.
So patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition is where you can do exactly that, learn more, and join. A huge thanks to our affiliates and partners as well. Once again, Prevenix, Inside Tracker, Orgain, Practice Better, Jen and Carrie, please go check them out and their links in the show notes where you can get deals and discounts. Last, be sure that you do more than just listen. If you need help with fueling, it's time to take action. Head to my website to learn more. You can either book a free call with me to learn more about our coaching programs and how we can work directly with you, whether it's the fast track or otherwise. Or you can take our online self-study course, Female Athlete Nutrition. You can literally sign up and gain access right now. You can explore our downloadable products, including the Red S Recovery Guide, High Iron Fueling Guide. Or if you are a coach of a team, check out our brand new Coaches Toolkit for teams. You can also just learn more. We have a blog, a Red S quiz to see if Red S is affecting you. If you need help, I want you to get help fast. Too many girls and athletes struggle with nutrition, but you don't have to any longer. You can rise up with the power of nutrition, take action today in any of these avenues, and become fierce, fit, and fueled. Links in the show notes, and we'll see you next time.